Well, and them fellows thought that'd be the thing they ever heard tell in their life. And he says, I tell you, he says, he's catfishing that river. That's what John told me. And doggone, about the first hook we got to had a catfish on it that weighed about 15 or 20 pounds. He says, that's one of them old male-fed catfish. And them fellas never did get over there. Him telling that lie about them caves, them fish sucking those cows. And so every time I think about cows on a range, I think about them fish that robbed my cave. But his story come out just right, because he caught a big catfish right, doesn't it?
What other kind of fish do you have around here?
Oh, we have all kind of fish in here. We have right here on my place. I got white perch and bass and channel cat and blue cat and just all kind of catfish, creek cat. Just I don't have any white bass, but I have these regular old other kind of bass, you know, the big mouth bass.
These all occur in the creeks, or do you keep these in your ponds?
No, they're in my ponds and creek too. They're in both. And in this river here, it's got white bass, and when I say white bass, I get some white bass down here. I don't know what all's in this new lake they put. They put a bunch of new perch in there, and they've got white perch in there, and channel cat, and blue cat, and white perch, and all kind of fish.
Lake Conroe?
Huh?
What's the name of that lake?
Conroe. Lake Conroe. And that's Lake Livingston back over east of Huntsville. In the Trinity River. Lake Livingston in the Trinity River, and Lake Conroe's in the San Jacinto River. This is east San Jacinto. No, this is West San Jacinto. We have two San Jacintos. One's East San Jacinto, runs out close to Cold Spring, and this is West San Jacinto River that comes up through here. West San Jacinto River heads right up here close to Shiro.
You said that the cows came back and you put them in at night?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Well, just to keep the cave, just to keep from having to go in the woods and be hunting the cows in caves all the time. We didn't have a few of them, no way, and then we milk some of them, you know, and we'd just bring them in and let the cave suck a little and milk a little milk off of them. A lot of people done that. A lot of people let the cows run out and they'd bring in and just milk enough milk, leave the cave what they thought it needed and milk the rest of it. So a lot of them done it like that.
What'd you call that area where you put the cows in?
Open range, just cattle range, open range. It belonged to the lumber company and the lumber companies and stuff like that, you know, and it's just open range that nobody didn't fence.
But the area where you penned them for milking, what'd you call that?
Cow pen.
What was that like?
Well, a cow pen is just, a lot of times, your barn is your cow pen, you know, right, that area around your barn, you use that for a cow pen, and a lot of times you'd have just a separate pen out there for a cow pen. Used to, a long time ago, they used to have those cow pens. Maybe they'd have a big old place, maybe 50 or 75 acres in the place, and back down maybe 200 or 300 yards of the house, down next to the woods, they'd have what they call a cow pen. The cows would come up and lay around there, and they'd turn them in, you know, and leave the caves in the pen part of the time and in the pasture part of the time. But a lot of times, they let the cows, they didn't let the calves run out with the cows back in those days too much. Most of the time, they'd keep the calves up and cows out. Of course, they changed that all together and let them run together, you know. In the woods, you know.
Was there ever a place like out in the pasture somewhere where the fences came together where people might just, you know, close them off there in a corner or something, keep them overnight? Did people ever do
that? Oh, yeah. I have little traps. I got a trap down yonder, about a 5-acre trap. No, about a 7-acre trap down there that I bring my cattle up out of the other pastures and put them in there to carry them to the corral. And a lot of time I put stuff in there and run stuff we want to keep in there and run the other stuff back, you know, just kind of a holdover place. Well, a lot of time they have what they call little traps around the place to hold stuff in, you know, overnight.
What's the corral?
That's the place that I call my corral. I got a corral right down the road here where I pen my cattle to market or doctor or do anything I want to do to them. I got a load and shoot there and a cut and shoot and cutting pens and a platform you stand up on and an iron deal that you can run the cows around through a chute and bring them on around and cut some of the cows this way and some this way and some this way. You know, just to stand up on a platform and use a deal there to cut them with. Somebody to push them on through, you know. You can separate your cows and calves. If you want to put your cows to your left and your calves to the right, you can do it. And if you want to put the calves in another place there to